Are you happy? Are you happy? You know, forget a title this week. Are you happy? When was the last time you created a space for your happiness? Or do you have happy moments? Ah, oh, man. Is there something? Does happiness even exist? Can I look and search for happiness? Can I create happiness? Well, in my opinion, I think that happiness is not something that you pursue, like the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is something you find doing while searching for your purpose. Your purpose may be bigger than your happiness. You know, your purpose, such as being a better father or, you know, showing up earlier to work. And you may find happiness in the process, but just the pursuit of happiness, I don't think exists. You can try to create a space for it. You know, I may be right. I may be wrong. I don't want this to be like a universal truth. I'm just telling you how I feel, man. Today is a character building day. I don't know why. You know, I felt like today, like it's this movie Braveheart with Mel Gibson, where he's gathered a bunch of people to fight for their freedom from the British. And then later in the movie, he comes to find out the people he were fighting with turned on him and side with the British and took the British side. And when he found out that out, the look on his face, it was like, why even bother? Why bother? Why fight? Why go forward? You know, I had that feeling of defeat today. Like, why fight, man? Why not just give up? You know, why just throw in the towel? Stay defeated, man. Because, you know, you're fighting a losing battle. But we can't afford to think like that. When life knock you down, you got to get back up and you got to hit back, man. Happiness, huh? Happiness. What is happiness? What is happiness to you? You know, it's so, I guess, nerve-wracking, man. I'm glad I did this podcast and this emotion. Because those days you feel like this, man. I want to find a solution. So you don't have to go through it. You can grieve in it. You can grieve in it. You can walk through it until you find an exit. But no, it's a solution. It has to be. It has to be. So I want you to sit back and ask yourself, what does happiness mean to you? And what will it take for you to be happy in your life? Is it a job? Is it reconnecting with your parents? Is it finding someone? Is it love? Come on, man. Come on. Talk to me. Man, I'm really, really struggling, but I know y'all didn't. I know y'all didn't come to this podcast to hear about my struggles. You like, yo, I got my own problems, but I wanna tell you guys, as always, it ain't always gonna be like this. It ain't always gonna be like this. I'm not, because I'm not who God called me to be yet. I'm still a work in process. I'm on the verge of willing, on the verge of letting go of doing things my way and surrender to the good word, because my way is not working, y'all. My way doesn't involve genuine happiness. So, you know, it's up to us to find another way. Find another way. Yeah, you try to create a space for it, it didn't work. Yeah, you try to show up earlier to work, and you try to reconnect with your child. You try to date. You try to have sex. You try to do everything under the sun, and it's not working. But it's still your responsibility to find another way and create a life worth living, a life that designed, tailored for you. A life tailored for you. I know I'm all over the place. That's the kind of day it has been for me. But, you know, I want you to get the most out of this. I want you to get something. I want you to leave this podcast better than you came in. Because, I want you to leave this podcast better than you came in. So happiness. It comes from within, you know. If you depend on anybody to make you happy, that's where you went wrong. It really has to come from within. And how do you become happy? I would be lying to you if I told you how. I think this podcast wouldn't even exist if I knew how to create happiness. But for you, it's out there. It's out there. I would never stop believing. You know, some of our circles, the people we hang out with, maybe that's holding us from being happy. Maybe the place of employment is making us unhappy. All these things that we feel like we don't have a choice of letting go. So we hang on to them, but it's making us unhappy, and in the process making us unhealthy. Life is too short not to be happy. We know this. Life is too short not to be happy. What makes me happy? I love to be around friends and family. You know, I love to, you know, not just joke around, but to have income-producing conversations, to be challenged, to be pushed, to go for something, you know, to challenge each other. You know, I love that. I love to grow in areas in life that don't include age. You know what I'm saying? Grow mentally, grow financially, you know. Someone to hold you accountable, that makes me happy. Sitting by the water makes me happy. You know what I'm saying? Collecting thoughts. For me, it's a sense of therapy. Those are things that make me happy. But those are only moments. A happy lifestyle. You know, I was talking to my homegirl. She was like, yo, I've been married almost 20 years. But that doesn't mean I'm happy. Yeah, I have happy moments, but it's... I'm telling you, man, some people, I do not want to leave this earth without creating a space for happiness. I'll say it again. I do not want to leave this earth without truly being happy. And you shouldn't either, because you deserve. You deserve it. You deserve it. Everybody deserves. You know, I think the older I'm getting, the more unhappier I'm getting, because it's hard work to be happy. It's hard work to be happy. A lot of times we don't want to do the work. We could go to these jobs, be the best employers. We could even be the best fathers. We could be the best parents, the best mothers, the best siblings, the best person to talk to when you need advice. But still lack true happiness within. You know, so let's do some work, man. Let's do some work. I know I'm kind of rambling and going on, but you know, this is something worth being discussed. You know, and I definitely want to follow up with you guys listening and get your opinions and really have a conversation about this, man. Because, you know, that feeling that you feel, like, why fight? Why bother? Why not just give up? You know, a friend of mine said he don't care. He just don't care anymore. You know, he's numb. It was like, if a happy moment comes, you'll embrace the moment. But as far as being happy, it don't matter. It don't matter. And we can't go through life like that. No, sir. Because if we do, why live? Why live? It's the Road to Victory podcast. I am Ant Diggity. I love you.
It's just different.
Yo, Zan Diggity. Let's go. Only improving, this man is fantastic. The only celebrate with people you was in the lab with. Chemistry, energy, if it's meant to be, then it's meant for me. Social studies, creating history, I'm talking homework. Only paper was loosely wooden wingman. Couldn't afford a two-piece, my life is like a movie. Zombie though, dead special, God bless you. Had to participate in my own rescue. Uncle said, go ahead, nephew, keep pushing forward. Remain sinner, but I'm looking forward. Start praying for a sign, just point guard on the road to victory. Said nothing about a scorecard, filled with your scar with bruises. Nothing lethal though, started learning self-love, started letting people go. Basic education, but still feel the need to know. Standing in the mirror, asking where the leaders go, the teachers go. He reading slow, maybe he's remedial. Watch me even the odds, got up on that TV show, it's unbelievable. Sorta like what Big said, but I'm dope like Tobey, no wig way.